Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you today, mate?
Hello, my friend. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. It's a change of topic. We've been talking about freedom of speech this afternoon. You've got freedom of speech here, Gavin. You get to say whatever you want to say of an afternoon.
Within reason.
Yeah, within reason. Well, hey, but really, when you think about it, isn't that these days in 2022 what freedom of speech already means? It's freedom of speech as long as you say what people want you to say, or you don't.
As long as you stick within the guidelines.
As long as you stick in the guidelines and with the narrative, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about natives. Today's topic is nuts about natives. Tell us all about natives.
Okay. Now, the one thing I would like to say about natives is bear in mind, everyone, that Australia is a big, diverse place. And just like with America, you couldn't put something that grows in the Everglades of Florida into the middle of Las Vegas in the middle of the desert and expect it to grow. And it's just like over here where we spend a lot of money going over to see these beautiful Western Australian wildflowers when you could grow them over here. And that's the reason why, is because a lot of those things have a different soil, a different climate altogether than here. And that's why we do have these beautiful tours that go over there that showcase what beautiful natives they can have over in Western Australia. Now, saying that, there is a very good range you can do over here. And I've made a bit of a list of my favourite natives that will grow in Newcastle as long as you give them really good drainage and full sun and very little fertilizer. So you may give them, as far as fertilizer goes, a little bit of native Osmocote or a little bit of blood and bone, something major, but they're the type of plant that you can put in, get a lot out of, providing they're in the right spot, and really not have to do a lot to them. Some of my favourites, of course, are, when we start off with the smaller ones, which are the Cousin It Casuarina. Now, Cousin It's a fabulous. I like to go up to Port Macquarie, and there's a place up there which is an old historic cemetery, and they've got a big mound of 50 or 60 of these Cousin It's, and they look fabulous. They're a little low mounding plant. They're a Casuarina, so they are a native, and they only grow maybe 30 to 40 centimetres high by about 50 centimetres across, and they look really, really good, and they will do very well in the Newcastle area. So that would certainly be my first one. My second one is the brachycombs, the little native daisy ground covers. You know, they tend to grow maybe a metre across. They're the most beautiful mauve, pink and purple colours, and they're the brachycombs or native daisies. We come to things like kangaroo paws. Now, just like the lavenders we were talking about last week, they've bred one over this side of the world, and it's called bush gems. Now, bush gems in the kangaroo paws are smaller. They only tend to grow maybe 30 to 40 centimetres. They come in a fabulous range of really bright colours. They flower three quarters of the year. And just like the others, as I said, if you've got them in full sun and they've got really good drainage, they look great. They look really, really good. I love these bush gems, kangaroo paws.
I've had lots of luck with certain native grasses that we've planted in various gardens over the year, and we've always had luck with kangaroo paws. I suppose it's because they seem to flourish when they're not necessarily looked after all the time.
That's exactly right. The limited looking after actually does them a favour, because people don't tend to go out and water them, they don't tend to go out and feed them, and they tend to look after themselves, which actually suits them. Native grasses, I mean, there's some fabulous Lamandras, from the little baby Little Con to there's a lovely lime-coloured one called Lime Tough, and these are fabulous for borders. If somebody wants to do a native garden and they want to do something like a border around the outside of it, stick with small native grasses. You really can't go wrong.
Um, I'm thinking of natives here in reference to... Well, I just know that my dear sweet mother-in-law and I, we planted natives in a native garden a long, long time ago. And I must have done everything wrong because the damn things just didn't ever take off. I mean, they grew. They didn't die. But, my God, they took for years and years and years to get to be, you know, 3 foot 4.
Ah, now the biggest mistake you can ever do with natives in Newcastle especially is dig a lovely big hole in our clay soil. The worst thing you can do, because what that happens is it's just like a big pot without a hole in the bottom. And of course you get a week of rain and it just fills up with water. You're far better off to do a hole that may be half the size and then mound a whole section on top so that you've got good drainage. So the general rule of planting these things is to dig the hole twice the width by twice the depth of the pot that they're in.
Right.
Now, with natives, you would go double that in width, but only half that in depth, and then mound the whole top of it up. And that way, the roots then want to go sideways.
Right.
The hole that's going into the ground doesn't tend to fill up with water as much because it's much wider, and all the excess runs to the side. And that is a big problem in our clay soil in Newcastle.
Do natives grow quickly and therefore they don't last as long?
Yes, but some shorter than others. I mean, the shortest ones of all have been well known as the acacias, and that's why you don't tend to get a lot of wattles in gardens these days. But things like, you know, grevilleas, the cousin ear, kangaroo paws, you know, there's no reason why you can't get 10, 15, 20 years out of them.
Cousin ears are great, aren't they?
I think they're awesome. They're a great little plant, and they'll grow just about anywhere. And another really good, as I said, we've already touched on grevilleas, and there's so many of them, and they're the one native that will give you lots and lots of bird life. So for those people that have moved into the inner city and they want to put a plant in a small courtyard that may bring the birds in, some of these grevilleas, the honeybirds and nectar birds absolutely adore them. And there's so many colours. There's one called Honey Gem, Bush Lemons, Robin Gordon being the red one, and there's a fabulous one called Moonlight, which is a real creamy white colour. Now, these things flower 9 to 10 months out of 12, and they will bring all the birds you could possibly want into the garden.
Is there a grevillea that you can plant in your garden that is a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a crawler, it's a ground cover, a ground cover.
Oh,
is there a grevillea ground cover that grows quickly and just grows en masse that you can plant that will, I suppose, will it sort of do the job of covering the soil so that you won't get as large a problem with weeds as you may get?
Yes, the answer is yes. I see it quite often in the Hills District in Sydney. There's one in particular they use for a lot for mounds and where the grass is just too steep for it to grow, and it's one called Grevillea Royal Mantle. Now, Royal Mantle will cover quite a few square metres per plant. It grows dead flat and is very good for banks. Anywhere where it'll grow down, I mean, it's not the sort of thing you plant at the bottom and try and get it to grow up.
Right.
It's tended to be a top will grow down. And another one is called Bush Rambler. They're the two I think are fantastic for banks and areas where you just want lots and lots of coverage underneath something taller.
So with these two grevilleas, would you plant them in the ground and then, you know, out they grow and they just tend to grow on top of the soil, or do they send down roots into the soil? What I'm getting at is, will they cover crappy soil?
Well, they'll cover, but they won't grow into it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
To answer your question, they will cover like a gigantic mat, but you will be able to lift that mat up off the ground.
Okay.
It won't actually attach itself to it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's
a
great idea for a ground cover. I mean, if you've got gardens that have got problems with weeds and they're larger areas, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. Or where you've got a bank, and as I said, you can't get the actual, it's too steep to mow.
For sure.
You can actually plant a lot of these things towards the top or on the top and have them growing down like a big curtain or a big mat down over the top of it. And they will do really well because they're at the top of, say, a mound or something. They will, of course, inevitably have good drainage, which is exactly what you need for these things.
Fantastic. Other natives you've got on your books there?
I do. I have West Stringer, which is the coastal rosemary. Now, if anybody wants a hedge, but they want to stick to a native theme and they don't want a formal hedge, grow a West Stringer hedge. The coastal rosemary is one of the best little native hedge plants you can buy. It's a really, really good one. Tiny little either lavender or white flowers. There's a really good version of it called Xena. Xena is a nice compact version. Maybe a metre high by a metre across. Line those up and you can trim them. One of the few natives that, yes, you can trim into a shape. And you can actually make a native hedge out of it. And, of course, the other one, which I absolutely adore, and as a nursery we sell a lot of them, is, of course, the lily pillies. And there's so many of them. There's a beautiful one which has got all the red cherry foliage on it at the moment called Cherry Surprise. Now, a lot of these lily pillies are grown for their coloured new foliage, not necessarily the flowers. And coloured new foliage is, of course, brought on by a light trim. So whenever you want that lovely coloured foliage, whether it be the Cherry Surprise, there's another new one out now called Purple Rain, called, of course, because all the new foliage is a purpley colour on the outside,
yep.
Is brought on by just a light trim. And you can do that really at any time of the year. And you can get lily pillies that grow anything between 1 metre high up to, say, 5 or 6 metres high, depending on what you want. There's even a beautiful pink fluffball flowering one called Cascade, and I love Cascade lily pillies because they're weeping, they're very soft, and they're the only lily pilly out of all the 100 varieties that has a pink fluffy ball flower as opposed to the standard white. Very, very pretty when it comes out, and all the new foliage is a pale pink colour. Really, really nice.
Now, all these grevilleas and and natives that we've spoken about this afternoon, no doubt you have them available.
Now is the best time to plant natives in spring, definitely.
Beautiful. And you've got all the knowledge and all the equipment and all, you've got everything there at Lee Rowan's Garden World. So you can pop out and you can see Gavin. He's not there on a Friday or Saturday, but he's certainly there on a Sunday. So
I am.
If you have any questions for Gavin, and as you can see, there isn't much he doesn't know. So pop out and see him. And the two locations, Gavin, are, here comes the plug.
Yeah, 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. So it's the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end. And 72 Pacific Highway, Arimba, which is basically halfway between Newcastle and Sydney. Now, if I can just very quickly put a little plug in again for lavenders. Now, we talked about lavenders last week. Now, I've got, and I've managed to get, this beautiful lavender called the Queen. Now, she will be here Monday or Tuesday. So if anybody wants to come in with the public holiday coming up and put a lovely Queen lavender in their garden, we will have them here for sale.
That's a nice idea.
Absolutely beautiful.
That's a nice idea to do to honour the lovely Queen. Okay, thanks, mate. You're a champion. We love talking to you. So you're there on Sunday, and pop in and say hi to Gavin, and maybe buy yourself a Queen lavender as well as some natives.
As of Monday or Tuesday, they'll be fresh in next week.
All right, mate.
And they're going to look beautiful.
I won't talk to you next week because I'm filling in for Mr. Laws.
Oh, well, that's well, my mother will be very happy about that.
Yeah, so I'm off for a couple of weeks filling in for Mr. Laws.
Okay. So we'll have to come up with something exciting.
We will. Okay, we'll talk soon. I'll get my people to talk to your people.
All right, that sounds wonderful.
Thanks, Gavin.
I shall look forward to it.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.